All right, we're out this morning at Trinity Forest Golf Club, one of the great courses here in the Metroplex for the prestigious Jackson T. Stevens Cup. It's today through Wednesday. Top NCAA Division I men's and women's teams like SMU, Texas, Arkansas, Stanford, LSU, Wake Forest, Texas A&M, individuals from HBCUs and from the U.S. military academies as well. Daily tickets and parking passes, just $20. You can go to StevensCup.com for more details, and that's Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S, StevensCup.com. We're watching a lot of the athletes warming up here on the putting green in front of us. It's a beautiful facility. George, get your competitive juices flowing.
Yeah, think about just putting together a team here and seeing how we place.
That's a pretty good idea.
Get five people, and we'll go see what we do.
Now, before you do that, coming up at 8:55, I've got questions for you about
okay.
this Cowboys-Texas Coast offense and about Dak Prescott.
Okay.
That's coming up here in 15 minutes as we continue to relive the horror show last night, 49ers 42-10 over the Cowboys. And this is quite a treat. Just landed with the team charter about an hour or two ago.
Yeah, put
and
on
came
that
straight
right
out
there.
Here to the golf course for some reason.
Yeah,
it's Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones joining us.
How you
good
guys
morning.
Doing? Good morning.
Well,
morning.
You must be tired.
I am a little bit tired. I just got in here, and, of course, I had to make it out here to Trinity Forest. Trinity Forest. Right.
Well, Arkansas's team is here. Is that why you're here?
They are. They're competing out here. And, of course, this is named after my son. He holds this tournament. They're competing for Stevens Cup.
No, I don't think so.
You'll be presenting the winner, maybe?
I will be.
That's great.
So I saw that the Rangers had a really good weekend. Let's just focus on that. Let's talk about
Rangers.
That. Yeah,
okay.
Let's talk only Rangers. No, I'm funning, of course, as you guys can probably imagine.
But you're not.
As well as think about
yeah.
That this is a tough morning for me and for the entire Cowboys organization.
Your team stunk last night.
We did. And there is probably not a whiskey glass that's been built deep enough to ease my pain this morning. Somebody asked me as I was walking in here, I think it was some member of the golf team. They asked me if we were embarrassed by that game last mm-hmm. night, and I said, hell, we were 20 points away from being embarrassed. We were humiliated. I wish we were just embarrassed.
Pretty ballsy for a random UT golfer
yeah,
to ask you that.
It was. You know, I've not been this embarrassed since well, I guess just the game before the last one.
That was the Arizona game.
Arizona was pretty bad.
Actually, I have had something embarrassing happen since then. Gene got frisky last week, and I couldn't perform.
Oh,
that was pretty embarrassing.
Right.
Leave that stuff off the air, would
you? It's strange, George. I tell you, you get old, and it just goes away. I mean, when I was young, I could hang a wet towel off of it.
Okay.
Jerry?
I had no problems
towel.
Down there.
Listen.
But now it just hangs there like a deflated acorn or something.
Well, Jerry.
Okay, that's a bingo.
You know what I'm talking about, George.
No. I don't know what you're talking about, but we do need to talk about your team.
I know, and I was looking forward to this game. You know, a lot of people were, and it was Cowboys 49ers classic matchup.
Yeah,
classic.
Remember
yeah.
the good old days?
Oh,
when
of
this
course.
Game really meant something.
Hell, this was one of the few things outside of a stripper with big old milk cannons that would really get my blood flowing.
Gosh, Jerry.
Can we bring it back to football?
Sure. Well, it's like I told you guys last week, you know, if you see Cooper Rush out there taking snaps, you know, it's either really good or really bad.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was really bad.
It was really bad this time. You know, and I thought we had a competitive advantage because we had that Trey Lance with us, you know.
Right. He gave you all the plays.
I know it. And before, you know, we sat him down and tried to get him to tell us the inside scoop, you know, mm-hmm. about this, how we could slow down that 49er offense. And after extensive waterboarding, he just didn't provide any valuable information.
Gosh. Had to waterboard him?
It was asking.
He's on your team.
How'd you like that first half, huh? You
well,
like that, George?
That's pretty bad,
did you
too.
You like that first
I
half?
I mean, I guess technically you were still in it. It was only 21-7.
It was uglier than me in the morning before I put on my hair and my fake teeth. My big old fake teeth.
You put those in every morning?
Every morning. You ought to see me at night when I take them out.
Oh, gosh.
I look like a 100-year-old grandpa. Wait, I am a 100-year-old grandpa.
Yeah, you kind of are.
I have an injury report.
Okay.
Dak Prescott injured his middle finger in that first half.
Yes, they covered that on the broadcast, uh-huh.
And coincidentally, I gave him mine for most of the game.
$40 million on display.
$40 million is what I paid for that guy. And he broke his promise to me and threw three more interceptions last night. Mm-hmm. He had promised me he wasn't going to do that.
Said no more, huh?
He said no more. And it's not like the 49ers needed him to throw those interceptions either.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know why he decided to channel his inner Romo and start helping them out. They were already kicking our butt asses all over the field. I called down to McCarthy during the fourth quarter and told Mike he needed to pull Dak out of the game.
Okay.
Wow.
Just so he could save some interceptions for next week's game. I wanted to
Don't get them all out tonight. Yeah,
pace himself. And that vaunted defense was about as disappointing as one of Charlotte's halftime shows, wasn't it?
Boy, everyone's taking arrows this morning.
I went back on during my helicopter ride back from San Francisco. I watched the game on the DVR.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that when the network cameras showed us up in our suite last night that Steven had already wrestled the pistol out of my hands and I'd shoved it in my mouth.
He saved you.
Fortunately, they didn't show that.
They didn't show that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but the cameras did catch old Charlotte Bridges messing around on her phone there.
Yeah.
She'd given up on the game, was shopping on Etsy. Yeah.
You can't blame her, can you?
Yeah, so you can't blame her. You can't blame her. But at least this gives us something to shoot for in the if we make the playoffs this year. And, of course, that thing is do whatever we have to do to avoid the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, whatever you do.
It might be tough.
Don't play them again.
It will be tough. Now, I got to get on out there and help some of these gals on their stance where they're practicing their putting.
No, you don't. Careful. These girls are in college.
Just kind of get right up behind these college girls.
You need to do that.
Show what old Daddy Jerry's all about in steakhouse restroom now. Good morning.
All right, morning to you. We'll see you. There goes Jarrah.